This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The head of the World Health Organization voiced deep concern Wednesday during a virtual news conference about the rapid escalation and global spread of COVID-19 cases. The crisis has reached 205 countries and territories. He said he expects to reach 1 million confirmed cases and 50,000 deaths worldwide in just a few days. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said in the past 5 weeks, there's been a near exponential growth in the number of new cases and that the number of deaths has more than doubled in the past week. He said his agency, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund backed debt relief to help developing countries cope with the pandemic's social and economic consequences. More evidence is emerging that the coronavirus infections are being spread by people who don't have any clear symptoms. A study by researchers in Singapore and published by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, estimates about 10% of infections are sparked by people who are infected but not yet showing signs of infection. This is causing the CDC to change how it defines risk of infection. Until now, public health officials had based their response on most of the spread coming from people who are sneezing or coughing droplets that contain the virus. Several European Union member states warned Wednesday coronavirus emergency measures taken by bloc countries should not violate fundamental rights. The warning comes after Hungary's leader, Viktor Orban, took on sweeping powers that critics call dictatorial. While not specifically naming him or Hungary, 13 members of the 27-country EU, including powerful Germany and France, appeared to target the premier's strongman move. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States confirmed all of its federal inmates to their cells when confined all of its federal inmates to their cells Wednesday. That's nearly 170,000 people, and they will remain there for at least 2 weeks in an effort to prevent an outbreak of the new coronavirus. This is of major concern in the U.S., which has the world's largest prison population. The Federal Bureau of Prisons says at least two inmates have died of COVID-19 in one Louisiana penitentiary. It says so far at least 57 inmates and 37 guards have been infected throughout the 122 federal prisons. U.S. President Donald Trump announced he was directing the Pentagon to join drug interdiction efforts in the Eastern Pacific and Caribbean, saying traffickers are trying to take advantage of the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump is scheduled to meet with U.S. oil companies Friday at the White House. An industry group confirmed they'll discuss the impact of the coronavirus on the sector. It has been hammered since the start of the outbreak as demand for energy from China, which was the epicenter of the pandemic, fell, causing oil prices to collapse. Now the economic shutdown has spread worldwide. Wednesday, Mexico's president said companies should keep paying workers during the coronavirus outbreak or face public scorn. This despite growing criticism of his economic management by business and opposition leaders. He urged businesses to act with their consciences in paying staff. Tokyo stocks opened lower Thursday following a rout on Wall Street. Investor sentiment is weighed down by ongoing coronavirus concerns in Japan, which is seeing a steady rise in cases. China is considering temporarily easing quotas designed to boost production of electric cars to help automakers badly bruised by the coronavirus pandemic. Mexico's medical device industry is scrambling to meet an 11-fold jump in demand for ventilators. This caused by patients with respiratory conditions linked to the coronavirus pandemic, which is overwhelming hospitals in the United States and Europe. At the same time, some medical instrument companies in the U.S. are teaming up with auto manufacturers to rapidly turn over production lines to the life-saving machines. PGA superstar Tiger Woods and fellow golfer Phil Mickelson are in talks to stage a golf event to help coronavirus relief. It would also include U.S. NFL stars Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. The two-on-two event is expected to be played in May at a time when most global sporting events have been shut down by the deadly virus. The event would be played without spectators and with participants following social distancing guidelines. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.